This is Pocket Watching with JT, the call-in financial talk show focused on helping you get your money right. Jason Thornton is a certified financial planner, licensed in both tax and investments. Now, this is not personal financial advice. This is JT's real reaction to all your money and business questions. Are you deep in debt, living paycheck to paycheck, and looking for a way out? Call Pocket Watching with JT, the financial advisor for the people. Need more? Book your personal consultation with my man JT at pocketwatcher.net. Now, let's go pocket watching.
Hey, Pocket Watchers, welcome to Pocket Watching with JT. I am certified financial planner Jason Thornton. I am a financial advisor that specializes in tax and wealth planning for my clients. But on YouTube, I react to financial stories in the Black community and your money questions. So first things first, I have to say thank you to you guys, man. Listen, we are now officially over 80,000 Pocket Watchers. I'm gonna be honest. When I started this channel, I had no idea that it would get this big. I appreciate you guys. Listen, I'm not here to try to sell you any dreams. I'm not selling lifestyle. I don't have on a Rolex. You don't see me pulling up in a Lambo. I'm giving you guys sound financial tips from a person who's actually certified to give financial advice, right? I critique financial content in our space, not in a way to make someone else look bad. Just to be clear, when you see me react to someone who made a post, made a video, they made some kind of content giving financial advice, I'm not critiquing it to make that person look bad. I'm critiquing it to make sure that you, the audience, you don't do something that's going to hurt you financially. Now, am I petty? Absolutely, I am. Absolutely, I am. Listen, I went to school for a very long time. I had to take several exams. I had to do a lot of work to get licensed and certified. So yeah, I'm going to be a little petty when I see people pop up on my timeline talking money talk, and they have absolutely no education, no certification, no license, no experience to give people financial advice. So yes, I'm petty. And I'm going to do the best I can to make jokes about the very bad financial advice that I critique. But I'm not trying to hurt anybody. All right. But thank you guys. We're 80,000 strong. I mean, the next stop is 100K. That's our goal. We got 20,000 more to get, and I need your help. So hit the like button, share this content, subscribe if you haven't already, and of course, Pocket Watching with JT. This is a subscriber-driven channel. A lot of my topics come from you guys. So if there's something you'd like to see me react to, make sure you make a comment in one of the videos, or you can email me at pocketwatcherjt@gmail.com, or on social media, you can simply tag me in a post. All right. Thank you guys. I appreciate it. Now let's get into the show. I have to kind of walk you guys through how we got to where we are tonight. All right. I'm going to walk you guys through how we got here tonight. So tonight we are going to have a conversation with the good Dr. Abraham. All right, we're going to have a conversation with our brother. And I want to make sure everybody in the chat, listen, Pocket Watching with JT, I have some of the best subscribers known to YouTube. Listen, be very clear. Anyone, and I mean anyone, who's willing to come to my show and answer questions from me, they have a level of my respect. Regardless of how I may critique something that they presented online or whatever it is, if they're willing to come on my show and answer my questions, they have a level of respect. And all I'm asking is for you Pocket Watchers in the chat, let's be respectful. You can still be funny. You can have your fun, but let's be respectful. All right? So here we are. Tonight's the night. We're going to have a conversation with the good doctor. I want to give a special shout out to a brother on Instagram, Block Street Billionaire. Hopefully you're watching. Block Street Billionaire is actually the guy who set up tonight's show in a way. So let me talk about how we even got to where we are. So Block Street Billionaire, y'all may want to follow him on Instagram, especially if you like my content, go and follow this brother on Instagram. I'm following him. I like his posts and I think his posts are very funny. But Block Street Billionaire, he's been making posts lately about the good doctor and the doctor's school and some of the people who have received PhDs from the doctor's school. And they came across my timeline and I've been looking at them. I've been sharing his posts. And I made a comment on one of his posts, right? I made a comment on one of his posts and you can see some of the posts that he made. You know, here's a list of some of the fake guru doctors, PhD capping, as he puts it. This is a Block Street Billionaire. And, you know, I thought his posts were funny. And eventually I made a comment on one of his posts. And not soon after I made a comment on one of his posts, the good doctor actually replied to my comment. And I want to show you guys a comment here. He says, JT, firstly, you're doing a great job, doing a great work with your YouTube show. So I appreciate you, Doc, for saying that. Says you erroneously attacked me. It says most, but I'm pretty sure he meant months ago. You erroneously attacked me months ago for something you don't know about. I got my first doctorate before you probably got into college or finished high school. You don't even know me well enough to come against me. Now, listen, I don't feel like I'm coming against you, but I'm glad you're here tonight and we're going to have a conversation. Says, but I know the game you are playing. If you're serious about knowing the truth, let's do a live debate so I can educate you on our university and higher education. I am sure you will learn a thing or two. Are you open to that? Well, am I open to that? Absolutely, I'm open to that. Because here we are. We're here tonight and we're going to have a conversation. We're going to have a civil conversation. There's no personal beefs here. We're going to have a conversation. I think there's going to be a lot of good teachable moments out of this conversation. So just to fill you guys in, the doctor feels as if that I erroneously attacked him. So I got to give context to that statement. He feels as if I erroneously attacked him. So to give you guys a little context of that statement, over a year ago, November 14th, 2001, I released this video. And it's about Dr. David Imote and what I refer to as a fake ATL college. And I kind of reviewed my opinion on the school. So for those of you who have not watched this video, I would suggest you guys take a look at this video. But what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to show you a clip of that video to give you a frame of reference. And then we're going to bring the good doctor up and we're going to have a good conversation. So here we go. This is Higher Place. Here we go. The name of the school is Higher Place Christian University. Pretty nice looking website. Looks like everybody here is having fun. Says, education that prepares you for success. Sounds great. But something happened when I scrolled down to the bottom of the page and I looked at some of the alumni. Now, I'm gonna make this a little bit bigger for you so you can see exactly what I'm talking about here. But if you look here, you will see that some of these alumni look a little bit different than the others, right? These three have a particular look to them, but this one right here, Jason Waters, seems a little bit odd. just a little bit odd. So, of course, the pocket watcher that I am, I figured, why not just right-click on the image and do a simple Google image search? Here's what I found. Apparently, it's a stock photo. Jason Waters does not exist. Here he is right here. This is the picture. Look at him. Coffee cup in hand, laptop in his hand, having the time of his life. It's a stock photo. Okay, so after seeing this, my scam meter was on high. But I wasn't done yet. I decided I'm going to press my luck. So I wanted to see one more person. So I went back to the website, and I wanted to see about Miss Rashida Evans. Rashida Evans also says that she is a very, very proud alumni of this college. Says, if you are considering a career in teaching or ministry, consider preparing at HPCU. Rashida Evans alumni. So I decided to take a look and see if Rashida is real or a stock photo. Drum roll, please. Is Rashida real or is Rashida fake? Here we go. Bam! Rashida also is a stock photo. If you, all you have to do is right click these images, people. This is not rocket science. Now, you can take a look and see that Rashida is actually portrait of a cheerful African-American woman that you can download from this website. Okay, so I had to find the people behind this college. I was able to find the president and founder of Higher Place Christian University. And here's an interview of how he started his college. Roll the tape, please.
Yeah. So how did you get to having a Christian university?
Yeah, so I've always operated by a model. When I have a problem, right, I always think if other people have the same problems and see if I can solve it for them. So we're trying to go up. So my wife finished with her bachelor's. Then she went to one of these schools to get her master's degree. And it set us back about $54,000 in student loan debt. And she couldn't find a job, you know. So one day I was just sitting down. I was like, man, imagine just this student loan that will never be forgiven. And now she can't find a job and stuff like that.
And what year is this?
That was 2009.
Were you having this conversation with yourself?
With myself, yeah. And I was having that conversation with myself, you know. So I feel like this is a problem. There are some people, I'm a Christian, you know, that want a Christian-based education, such as my wife. They need that education and that degree to their name. But they don't want to go spend 4 years in a traditional school. And also, too, they want something more affordable that is not going to put them in student loan debt of $54,000. Mm-hmm. And so that was really how the school started. So instead of researching how to get theological-based accreditation and classes.
So you go get, all the, you get the certification to be...
Accreditation. We're not regionally accredited, but we have a theological-based accreditation. So that means we can.
Oh, but you go to, is it like, do you go to college for that? Or is it?
No.
You apply for it.
Yeah, you have to apply mm-hmm. for it. Yeah.
Is it a course that you take?
No, it's just like there are different type of accreditation bodies in America. Mm-hmm. So most schools that are famous, you know, big schools, they have regional accreditation.
Right. So you go into school for that?
No, you don't have, to go to school.
You just apply?
Yeah, you just apply.
And you say, okay, I want to be accredited to teach people.
Yeah, to offer degrees and stuff. And then based on the type of degrees you want to offer, right? So if you want to offer like, let's say, medicine, biology, stuff like that, you have to go for regional accreditation. It's a long process. But that's not what I went for. I went for the theological-based one. So like what I want to offer, like, you know, Bible studies, theology, stuff like that, you know.
You have to take a test for that?
Like, no, you don't have to.
So it's just you studying the Bible and you're saying, yo, I'm going to get this, this.
Well,
I don't know how to say the word, accreditation or whatever.
Accreditation.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to apply for this accreditation mm-hmm. to be able to give people a degree.
Degree,
in
yes.
a particular area.
Exactly.
But you weren't the instructor.
I was one of them.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
Wait.
That's what I'm getting at. Like,
whoa,
okay.
So there's no requirement? There's no prerequisite to be able to go out and officiate someone?
No, you have to. Like, you have to have doctors and professors, right? But you can't. But I could teach any course that is not.
You have a doctorate at this point?
I have at this point. No, at that point, I did not. But I went later on, right?
That's crazy.
So, yeah,
this sounds really pull up.
But you see,
come qualify.
When I did my research, I went on his website. I did see that his college is accredited. But let's take a look and see who is accrediting this college. We have a company called The Accrediting Commission International for schools, colleges, and theological seminaries. If you go to geteducated.com, geteducated.com, it is the independent, trusted guide to online education for over 23 years. And it says, apparently, that this company is on the list of accreditation agencies used by fake colleges. Mr. Abraham claimed that he has a doctorate degree. Now, in the interview, he did explain that at first, when he started his university, he did not have a doctorate degree. But later on, he said he went on to get his doctorate degree. I was able to find his profile on LinkedIn, and it does show that he has a doctorate degree. So if you look here, you will be able to find Mr. Abraham's information on LinkedIn. It does show that he has a doctorate degree. But he got his doctorate degree from the university that he from the university that he started. All right, okay, let's do it. We're here. Listen, welcome to Pocket Watching with JT, the good doctor, Mr. Abraham. Here we go. What's going on? Good Dr. Abraham. What's going on, my brother?
That was very entertaining, though. I don't drink, but I might take a little wine every now and then. But I just had to take a little water because.
Go right ahead.
It was very entertaining, you know, just to watch that back again. The first time, of course, I was a little bit furious, but tonight I'm chill and I'm hopeful. You started in a good note that, you know, let's make it civil. Let's make it truthful. And absolutely. Also, too, I'm also hoping, too, that if I'm also able to educate you on one or two things, and you kind of see new information you probably did not know, that you're also man enough to also apologize when you're wrong about
absolutely. Listen, I don't want people to believe that I have a perception of myself as being perfect and I can never be wrong. Okay. I have always had an open invitation to anybody or any organization that I've done a video on critiquing, giving my point of view, right? If they want to come on the show and correct me where I'm wrong, I'm more than happy to take that correction and make an apology if need be. So I did that video, but I want to give you your own opportunity to introduce yourself. So go right ahead, introduce yourself and let the people know who you are.
So hey everybody, Dr. Uyi Abraham. In case you don't know me, I was born and raised in Nigeria. So I came to America with only $100 and a suitcase of clothes. And I think today, by the grace of God, I'm part of the American dream. I live in Atlanta and I have some businesses, which also include a Christian university, which JT did some videos about me and some of his online friends and online bullies. I've been going hard the last few days against me, some of my friends, some people went through our school, and a couple of people told me not to come on because they felt like it was going to give legitimacy to his, you know, his attacks or defamation. But I thought I should come on and maybe, you know, share different lights. Maybe he's just misinformed. And I know he has a good audience. When I say good audience, he has a good sized audience. And a lot of people do not understand how higher education works.
So I'm hoping today that if you're truthful and you're open-minded, I'm not here to defend myself per se, but if you're truthful and open-minded, I want to understand how higher education works in America, that you might learn one or two things. But let me start by talking about the stock image that I raised in the video. And thank you for bringing that to my attention, because honestly, I didn't know about it. Of course, I have a team of, you know, tens of people in multiple countries and continents, maybe about 50, 60 people work for me and my organization, and we've grown really fast, so I'm not able to keep it out on every single thing. I actually did not know about that. But when I did a research with my team, what we found out was that, of course, some people don't want to be the face of their own testimonial. So the person who designs the website, you know, put a stock image there. But I've had to train my team that in such a situation, they should have put a little note underneath that this is not the actual image of the student, but the testimonial was real. And after your episode aired, so I went back and make sure that only students who want to put their face, their voice, their likeness on our websites will be allowed on their on with their testimonials be allowed. So if you go to our website now, you're going to see there's actual people who don't use stock images anymore. Then concerning the the LinkedIn thing, I really don't use LinkedIn again. I have a VA that he did a very sloppy work, and then that was that. So after your episode, you know, went to clean it up a little bit. So it brought to my attention to kind of put more eye on what my team does, because, you know, it does reflect, you know, what we do, and I'm a man of excellence. So, and that's very important to me. Now,
let's pause right there.
All right.
So, you know, I'm taking notes here. So number one, I guess I can say you're welcome. I'm glad that my content, you know, was somewhat helpful for you to kind of clean up some stuff that you were unaware of. So you're absolutely welcome. But number two, I'm a little confused about your statement about LinkedIn. What was it about my video that helped you with the LinkedIn profile?
I think some of the information was not correctly put in there. Again, I'm not big on LinkedIn or whatever.
Right.
I think it was stating that I got my PhD. I really don't know, because I'm just going by what I recall you posted. Something about PhD from our university, but actually about PhD or doctorate degree. My very first doctorate degree was honorary as way back as 2014.
So let me pause you real quick. Okay. So when you made that post and you said that you probably got your first doctorate degree,
yes,
before I was in college or when I was in high school,
yeah,
I may look youthful, but I graduated from undergrad in 2006.
How old are you though?
I'll be 40 in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
All yeah. Right. So I graduated with my undergrad, my bachelor's degree in 2006. And you just said that you got your first doctorate degree in 2014.
Yeah, that was a little jab, because when you attack people, you know, sometimes I wanted to see if you could take a little hit, because you like to jab people. So
I'm good.
Yeah. So let's move past that. Let's talk about
I just wanted to make sure that we were accurate. So you got your honorary. You got your first honorary degree.
Yes.
That was a PhD in 2014. So
2004. Sorry. 2004, not 14.
Okay, because you said 14, but not
yeah,
now.
Sorry,
you're correct.
2004. Yeah. 2004.
Okay. All right. 2004. So you got your first honorary PhD in 2004. Where did you do your undergrad work?
Okay, so I want to know, there are some questions I'm not going to answer, because I know that you trying to get a gotcha type of information, right?
I don't think that, if you have a PhD,
yeah.
My question is, when did you get your bachelor's
honorary degree? JT, do you know what honorary means?
I'm very aware what honorary means.
Okay.
Yes.
So if you know what honorary means, then you won't be asking the same question. Because honorary means that you are honored. When you are honored with an honorary doctorate degree, You are now required to go through the academic process. That's why it's honorary. It's just okay, well, English, right?
I got you. Let me explain the question.
Wait a second.
Let me explain the question because maybe you think I'm trying to take a jab.
Yeah.
I understand
your question very well.
Listen. But brother, we're good. We're going to get through this whole conversation. There's no rush. This is my show.
Yeah, I just came in for some time though. So I want us to have some slides I want to show you.
Okay, right? Perfect. So I gotta explain to you why I asked the question, because there are many people who have a bachelor's degree, they have a master's degree, and then they have an honorary doctorate degree. Exactly. So the two things are not mutually exclusive. Just because you get an honorary PhD does not mean that you do not have a bachelor's degree. So just to clear it up, what you're saying is you've never got a bachelor's degree nor got a master's degree, but you do have an honorary PhD is what you're telling me.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I got my first honorary doctorate degree in 2004. I'm trying to ask where I got my undergrad and master's and all this stuff. And I'm saying that I am choosing what questions to answer and not to answer. So I've answered you.
I got based you. I mean, that's privacy issues.
Can you let me finish?
No. I got you. That's privacy issues. You don't have to explain. Okay, if you say right, that you don't want to answer, you don't have to explain. So I don't want you to feel as if there's privacy issues. So instead of telling me where you got your undergrad, just let me know, did you or did you not get an undergrad degree?
I choose not to answer. So can we move on to the next one?
All right, we'll move on to the next part. All right, so.
And it's totally fine if you feel like I didn't go to school at all. It don't matter to me. What I came here to do is not to give you more ammunition for gotchas type stuff you and your online friends like to do, right? Uh-huh. What my primary reason for coming is hoping that maybe you and some people might learn one or two things about higher education and how it works. And that's my primary purpose. So I want to kind of stay around that, right? But I don't want to kind of, you know, go into all this tit for tat type of stuff, which is not helpful, right? So let's move on from that one, right? So
okay, you don't want to answer that question. We'll move on to the next piece. When you started your university, from the interview, it came from a genuine space. Your wife had recently got her bachelor's degree. I believe she got in $50,000+ worth of student loan debt. And for you being a businessman, you saw a problem in the marketplace and decided to provide a solution in the marketplace by opening up your own college that would be much cheaper than the traditional route. And I believe it was also shorter than the traditional route. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct. And let me also point something out too, for a lot of people that don't understand, and maybe you don't understand too, JT. You don't need to have a bachelor's, a master's, and a doctorate degree to receive an honorary doctorate degree.
Oh, yeah, I'm aware of that. Yes.
All right. I want to make sure you understand that. So if I got undergrads or not, it's not even relevant to me having an honorary degree from a school that feels like I was worthy enough to receive it. And if you know my story, right, if you know my story, which I don't want to even get into all of that, you know, so you will know that I'm a very educated man, but I'm not going to go into all of that. I want to
Would you like to disclose where you got your honorary degree from?
I don't want to disclose right now, but it's not relevant.
If I ask a question that you don't want to answer, that's good. That's your answer and we'll move forward. Okay.
Sure. All right, let's go.
All right. So here's my question to you. When you started the university and people come to the university and they get a degree, like, what are the levels of education that they can get from your university? Do they get an associate's degree, a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, doctorate degree? what do they get when they go through your university?
Good question. So our university, and let me distinguish it to people, it's not a liberal arts college. Mm-hmm. It's strictly a Christian religious university. So people come to our school to they can get degrees from bachelor's, master's, and doctorate degrees. And we have the accreditation for the type of school that we have. We have the state governmental approval, right, to offer those specific degrees. So we do not engage in anything illegal or unethical, but I can understand why some people have a problem with it because they don't know. People usually fight with what they don't know, what they don't understand. So what I'm trying to do today is not to make this conversation about me, about my wife, like some people have been attacking on social media and all of that stuff, but maybe some people can learn, especially in our culture. A lot of people feel like the only way to have a degree to your name is to go through school and go through 4 years of bachelor's and all of those good stuff. They don't understand that there's another section or way somebody can earn a degree, maybe not through the academic route, but through honorary, okay? And if you let me share my slides, I got a couple of things to share tonight, maybe to help some people get some light on that. And maybe all your questions tonight is going to be on my slide, right? So if you can give me 5 to 7 minutes, I'll go through it fast, right? Then if you have any question, I'll be happy to answer your question. If that's
all right, well, go right ahead. See if you, there should be a button there for you to share your screen.
Okay, all right. So it's going to be my first time doing it. So I think I should go to share screen, right?
That's correct.
Okay. No, it's not share screen.
Well, is it share screen on my screen? Should be a button there.
Okay.
There it is.
Can you see my slide?
Yeah, I'm about to add it to the screen.
Okay.
There you go. Go right ahead.
All right. I'm waiting for the, all right, good. All right, so I'm gonna go through this very fast. Maybe it might help to share some light. Somebody's seeing this for the first time. I'm Dr. Uyi Abraham. Again, I came to America with $100 and a suitcase of clothes. And today I'm living the American dream. I have two major companies. I have Higher Place Christian University and also Vonza. And Vonza is the best platform for your online business. With Vonza, you can create and sell courses, products, memberships, and everything you need in one place. Also, too, JT, you might not have known this. I'm one of the first Black people to grow a software to $30 million in valuation. I'm a Forbes Council member 2023. Now, let's talk about Higher Place Christian University, right? So our vision is quality Christian education. That's all we are focused on. Now, people have been attacking my wife as well that, you know, she's not educated. We're just doing this and that. But I got a permission to, you know, to share some of our accolades. But I'm not going to share mine. It's okay. People think I'm a dumb person. I have no education whatsoever. Okay. For those of you that don't know, my wife, she got a bachelor's in Texas State, master's from University of Phoenix MBA. She has a doctorate in Christian counseling and a PhD dissertation is right on the screen. She's also been a professor at Kaplan College and also to vice president and professor at Higher Place Christian University. So she's not a dummy, okay? So some of our, you know, commencement ceremony from our school. So people think to that people come to our school for just doctorate degrees. Like I said earlier, this is someone that, of course, I have to block her name because I know all these internet trolls, they're going to be trying to disturb this wonderful lady. This is an actual testimonial. She got a bachelor's degree from our school. This is another testimonial. Went to jail, got his doctorate degree. This is another testimonial. So our school has really been helping people. And not only that, we do give back. I'm from Nigeria. We send thousands of dollars every year from proceeds from our school to help people in Africa. We're doing a really good work. Now let's come to the elephant in the room, accreditation. Right. Now, a lot of people do not understand what accreditation means. They feel like accreditation, you know, if you're not accredited by what they call regional, there are several types of accreditation in America.
Right.
They are what they call regional accreditation. They are national accreditations, and there are hundreds of different types of accreditation. Let me say this real quick. The U.S. government and the U.S. Department of Education do not oversee or administrate higher education in America. People don't know that. But what they do is that they partner with some regional accreditation bodies to recognize schools that are accredited by those organizations. But that does not make schools, and it's a voluntary process, that does not make all the schools who are not accredited like subpar or illegitimate or inferior. It does not. So if you go to simple Wikipedia and see what accreditation is, according to Wikipedia, is a third-party attestation. There's nowhere it says that the U.S. Department of Education or the U.S. government or JT or some other people determines what accreditation means or who should be accredited or what's legit or what's illegitimate. Okay, so we need to point out very, very clearly. If you look at what attestation means, it means evidence or proof of something. Okay, now, what is accreditation? Accreditation is a review process to determine if educational programs meet defined standards of quality. That is what accreditation means. So that means you, JT, if you want to start a school for internet trolls or start a school for anything, you can put together or you can be accredited by anybody or a third party body that will attest to the quality of education or quality of programs that you are putting on. That is what accreditation means. So to say that a school is not accredited because it's not accredited by certain schools or certain organizations that most people like or want is inaccurate, completely inaccurate. Okay. Yeah, there's another side too that also defines accreditation is the act of granting credit or recognition to an educational institution that maintains suitable standards. So who determines what suitable standards is? It's not the U.S. Department of Education, and it's not JT, So it's a third party that can attest to the quality standard of an organization. Now, what is an unaccredited institution of higher education? A lot of people will consider any school that is not accredited by the regional bodies. They should, I think there are about six or seven bodies like that. A lot of people will consider those schools as generally unaccredited. It's just a general term, but it doesn't mean they are not accredited because if there's a third party that have the jurisdiction or the expertise to attest to the quality of education of that institution, then that institution is technically accredited. That's what it means, period. Okay. So an institution, you can see Sequoia, an institution may not obtain or maintain accreditation for one of several reasons. You must understand this, JT, okay? And some of it could be for personal reasons, spiritual reasons, religious reasons, psychological reasons, for whatever reasons. So it's, it's strictly voluntary in America. Let me state it right now.
Okay.
America is one of the only countries in the world that anybody can have an institution of higher education without it being needed to be approved by the Department of Education. Thank God for America. I'm from Nigeria. The kind of university we have in America, we cannot do it in Nigeria because the government regulates it. But America, it does not. And who is to say that the quality of a regionally accredited school like Harvard is better than the quality of a theologically accredited school like Higher Place Christian University is better? Who is to say that?
Can I ask a question?
But can you hold on, please? Right?
How much longer we got? Because you've been going
I'm going to go fast right now, okay?
All right, let's get through it.
Okay, all right. So now look at what some people have also accused us falsely about, that we're a diploma mill. What's a diploma mill? A diploma mill is pretty much an illegal institution that just prints out paper that they have no jurisdiction or accreditation or authority to do, right? And we are not a diploma mill because we have a proper accreditation with a third party as defined by the standards, a third party, right? We have board of directors, right? And also too, we have actual curriculum. We have curriculum, we have classes, we have degrees and all of that good stuff, okay? Now, what is a diploma mill again? You say if a institution offers for a fee, degrees, diplomas, or certificates that may not be used or represented, for example, a school or somebody printing a degree for like bachelor's in medicine or PhD in computer science, and they don't have the proper accreditation for that, that is a diploma mill and that's illegal. And I don't do that, we don't do that, and we've never done that. For our school, some of the degrees that we offer, as you can see, they are religious based, right? Okay. Theology, you can see organizational management and Christian ethics, Christian counseling, Christian entrepreneurship, practical ministry, and pastoral ministry, prophetic ministry, right? Yeah. Now, let's talk about something else too, which some people have problems with, especially Black people, sadly, honorary doctorate degrees. Okay, is it legal? Is it ethical? Yes. Every school can honor anybody with a honorary doctorate degree. It is perfectly fine based on the sets of standards of values for that particular school. Yeah, some of your famous people that also got honorary doctorate degrees. Okay, Oprah Winfrey got one. All right.
Where did she get it from?
Where did she get it from? She got it from Princeton University.
Got it.
Okay. All right. If you do a simple Google search, which you are Mr. Investigations, you should have known this.
No, I did. Okay,
hold on.
I know.
Hold on, bro. I'm almost through, okay?
Yeah, you got 2 minutes.
Okay, all right. See, a lot of celebrities from Oprah Winfrey, Kanye, Aretha Franklin is popular, more popular than you know, right? Also, too, not only that, also, to a school can also offer or give ability for people to have honorary sorority. Okay, Aretha Franklin, Jada Pinkett Smith. Oh, there's more. Okay, P. Diddy. Okay, who else is here? So many people, even Donald Trump, even Meryl Streep. All of okay. Oh, this might shock you though. P. Diddy received an honorary doctorate from his school he dropped out of. Oh, so where did Oyebum get his doctorate degree? It doesn't even matter. Even P. Diddy got an honorary doctorate degree, even though he's a school dropout. Okay, all right. Yeah. Not only that, let me shock you with one more stats, okay?
Let me be clear.
Now, hold on, bro. I promise you, let me educate you.
Yeah, 1 minute left.
Bro, let me. I came on your show, okay?
I know, but you said 5 minutes. Let's be clear.
You said I got two
you
minutes.
Said, you
bro.
Said 5 minutes. You've gone okay. way
no,
over
give
time.
Me, give me two more minutes, okay? And I no, promise I'm gonna answer your question.
You got one
why are you impatient? Because I'm not
because
pushing your agenda.
Over the time that you said you were going to
okay,
go.
Bro, I'll give you 5 extra minutes. Sorry about that. Let's go. Okay, give me 2 minutes. I'll rush through this because I am showing your ignorance in this matter, and you don't like it, and you're trying to rush me.
No, you went over your own time.
Okay,
bro,
can I get two more minutes? Why are you in a rush, though? Because I'm showing your ignorance in this matter. I'm showing that you're not really educated in this matter, and I'm trying to, I'm the professor tonight. Remember, I'm a college president, right? I'm the doctor tonight. You are my student tonight. You are in my class. Give me 2 more minutes. I promise I'll give you extra time.
You're 2 minutes. Go right ahead.
All right. So, Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook, He dropped out of college, right? And he later received a honorary bachelor's degree. Even though he didn't finish college, that means a school like Harvard, Princeton, can just offer it to anybody based on whatever reason. So this is common practice. Celine Dion, I can go on and on. These are women who also got honorary sorority. So this is perfectly normal. Now, what gave us our university, I can't speak for every school, what gave us the legal authority to offer religious-based degrees, bachelor's all the way to doctorates? This is it. The Florida Department of Education Commission for Independent Education, right? This is what they call it, religious exemption. They gave us religious exemption. If you look at it right here, right? It says, if you look at this number two, it says the institution offers only educational programs that prepare students for religious vocations as ministers, professionals, or laypersons, and it went on and on. And look at number three here. It says each degree title includes a religious modifier that immediately precedes or is included within any of the following degrees, right? Associates of Arts, Associates of Science, Bachelors of Science, Masters, and Doctor of Philosophy. So you can see that our university, we have the accreditation that we need for the kind of school that we're trying to offer. We also have a sworn affidavit and religious exemption from the Florida Department of Higher Education to offer religious-based degree from bachelor's all the way to doctorate degrees. That's my slide. Now ask me your question.
All right, perfect. So I want to be very clear. Thank you for your presentation. There was absolutely nothing within your presentation that was news to me. Now, maybe to my audience. So I appreciate
if it wasn't that. News, if it, okay, yeah. I'm still seeing. Okay, let me stop my slide. If it wasn't news,
I let you go the whole time. Can you let me? It's my
okay. I'm still seeing my slide. So, I'm gonna stop my slide. Hold on. I'm still seeing my slide. How do I stop my slide?
It's not on the screen anymore, so don't worry about it. Everything within your presentation, I was well aware of prior to.
Okay, but then you keep that knowledge from your audience. That means you've been intellectually dishonest. Because if you knew that, you could have also said to them, you know what? If he has a legitimate school, his school may be able to offer honorary
doctorate. Let me actually ask you the questions, okay? It's question time, right?
Yeah.
All right, so here's question time. Now, you gave a bunch of examples of people who received honorary degrees. Your organization gives honorary degrees. Now, those people who you gave examples of, the honorary degrees, let's take Oprah for example. She received an honorary degree from Princeton. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Princeton is accredited to give an actual PhD, which makes someone qualified within the workforce to do something, right?
Okay.
Okay. So let's take your school for an example.
Mm-hmm.
If I wanted to become a teacher, could I go to your school, get a bachelor's degree, and then use that bachelor's degree as a qualifier to become a teacher?
No.
Okay. If I wanted to become a certified financial planner like myself, would I be able to take your degree from your university and give it to the CFP board, and would they then qualify me to sit for the CFP exam?
No. And you know why? Because our school was never set up for that. Hey, that's okay,
here's my question.
For religious-based education.
So based on that, what value does a degree from your school has if it does not qualify you for some job or position?
Okay, first, that question is very condescending.
Okay.
Because it's like somebody saying that taking your course, because it's not accredited by certain people, doesn't have any value. No education.
No, I specifically, hold on, time out. Listen.
Let's try to do this, bro. Relax. Let's try to be civil.
You talked for like 15 minutes, bro.
Okay, let's not talk over each other, right?
Let you do the whole presentation.
Let's not talk over each other. All right.
Now I get to ask you questions.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, let's do it.
So the question that I'm setting up is, what value does a degree from your school have if it cannot give someone the qualification within the workforce?
Now, I never said that it would not give anybody the benefit of job force opportunities. I never said that.
Okay.
What I said is the school was not put together primarily to help people to gain job force, you know, opportunities. In fact, we tell people when they come to our school, we're very clear. Because our school we don't have regional accreditation, but we have theological accreditation. There's a high chance that if you come to our school, that jobs or your jobs or employers might not, or other schools might not accept your degree. We do tell them that. But right. If you want to get biblical knowledge, you want to get, because our school is focused on Christian education, leadership, and business. If you want to get this knowledge and information that mm-hmm. could enhance your personal life, your spiritual life, right. and perhaps your career, then this is school for you. And let me answer your question, JT.
Here's my follow-up question.
No, I've not finished answering your question.
Okay,
JT.
Okay. Go ahead. I thought you were done. Go ahead.
No, I'm not.
Sounded like you were done.
Calm down. Calm down, bro. Okay.
So go ahead. Finish.
But yes, here's the information too. I'm proud to say, just like that testimony I showed, many of our students are able to present degrees from our school to their jobs, and they are able to get jobs and get raises and get educational opportunities with degrees from our school, because not all employers care about what accreditation school you have or not. They care about you being good at what you do and you're able to do your job well. But we do tell students, if you come into our school primarily to get a degree so you can transfer to a liberal arts college or so you can get a job, this might not be the school for you. And people got a choice. And so far, thousands of people over the years, they do not want the kind of school you think is good. They don't want no Harvard. In fact, people go to Harvard and they come work for me. People go to Princeton and they work for me. People go to whatever school you go to and they work for me, or they become teachers or professors. In fact, when I went to college, because you think I'm not smart, I'm not educated. When I went to college, my teacher, one of my professors, became my employee. I became a mentor, because many of those schools out there that people like you think are the standard of education, people go to those schools and they become messed up.
Okay.
Right? So people want alternative. They don't want to spend 4 years in college, come out dumb. They don't want to go to 4 years in college and come out even worse intellectually than they went to. There are people in this country that want biblical-based education. And JT does not have the ethical, moral right to determine what school somebody should go to. You are not God. You are not Jesus. You are not the government. You should not tell people what you think is right or wrong. Now,
are you done with the answer? Do you know how long you were going?
Because I feel like giving a speech. All right, go ahead. Because this is my first time now. I've studied this industry since 2004. This is not your field, bro. Maybe financial. Maybe financial scam people. That's your field. In this, you are uneducated.
Are you familiar with this field?
So let me educate you on this. This is not your gem, bro. Stay in your lane. Stop attacking people like me. Go ahead.
I'll stay in my lane. Are you familiar with this website that's on the screen, sir?
What website?
This website, the U.S. Department of Education, and the database they have of accredited post-secondary institutions and programs?
Loosely, possibly. What about it?
I thought you said, okay, because this is your field, right?
I mean, there are thousands of sites, right?
This is the actual government site. This is the U.S., which stands for United States, Department of Education. This is their database of accredited post-secondary institutions and programs.
Okay, sorry. Hold on real quick. Let me answer this, Jim. Jim, your statement is very erroneous and very condescending and very, very, really stupid, because you, Jim McCoy, you cannot determine what you think achievements are. Oprah might look more like she has achieved something, but you don't know the caliber of people that we have also honored with the honorary doctorate degree. You don't know what they have achieved in their lives. You cannot disqualify their achievement because you think and JT think their achievement is subpar or substandard. You cannot do that. Just to be alive alone is an achievement, right? In our school, we make sure everybody that we do select, which is few, we only select just 10 a year for honorary doctorate degrees.
Okay.
We make sure that they've made impact in the culture, they've done something good for themselves, they are philanthropic, which is what many of these schools use as a standard also.
Okay, so my question to you are you familiar with this website that's on the screen?
Vaguely.
Okay, so even though you're the expert in this field, let me give an opportunity to educate you on this. So this is the website that is, you know, the U.S. Department of Education. They have a database of accredited post-secondary institutions and programs. Every institution that I ever went to is listed in this database. When I put your institution into this database, nothing comes up. Were you aware of that?
Bro, what you're saying is, bro, I think you're more intelligent than this. Because
well, you can just answer the question.
No, because why? You want me to write it for you? No, because I just spent 5 to 7 minutes to explain to you why. We have chosen right now to not pursue regional accreditation because we don't want it. And that's on the kind of school we want to have. If we want to have it, we can. We have theological accreditation. So how would we show up in a database that only lists schools that have regional accreditation when I just told you we don't want it, we don't have it, and we have theological accreditation? So what was the point of that? It just shows you've been dishonest.
Okay. I don't believe so, but here's my next question. Are you aware that the organization that gives you your accreditation is on the list of organizations that give accreditations to diploma mills?
I'm aware, just like I am on your list too as a fake school. Does that mean
I'm
a fake
school?
I'm on your list as a scammer. Am I a scammer? No.
There's a big difference from someone appearing on my show and I give my reaction and the organization that you are associated with that actually gives your school accreditation is on the official list of accrediting bodies of diploma mills. You're aware of that?
I just told you yes, because who put a list together? Anybody can put a list together and say, well, if this is what people do that don't understand how higher education works in America. Uh-huh. If a school is not regionally accredited, they consider it automatically as a diploma mill or whatever, right? But what I'm trying to tell you is that accreditation is strictly voluntary in America. So because I don't have regional, but I have theological, so some people might think my school is, or our school is a diploma mill or is a scammy, but it's not. They just don't know. People fight what they don't know. And that's why I'm trying to educate our culture today that there are different type of accreditations, right? And because a school have one and doesn't have the other, doesn't make it a scam, doesn't make it doesn't make it illegal or unethical or whatever. That's what I'm trying to share with you and your audience. Because if you're really about educating your audience, this should be, and somebody's open-minded, this conversation today should be very, very, what do you call it now? It should be very informative and educative to them, so they can see that, wow, so it's possible. So you mean there's, this is how accreditation really works in America. A lot of people don't know that.
Okay. So the honorary degrees that you've given out, and really any degree that you've given out, when it comes to the workforce, qualifications, having value as far as showing your education to apply for certain positions, what makes the pieces of paper that you give out any different from the piece of paper that's on the screen?
It's like saying, what is the difference between that piece of paper and the piece of paper from Harvard? They are all pieces of paper. But again,
the
value of that piece of paper is determined by and is subjective to the eyes of whoever is the recipient. I have people that come to my organization, they have their degree, piece of paper degree from University of Georgia, from Harvard, and it's just a piece of paper to me. It don't mean nothing to me because I don't care about your piece. I don't care where your degree is.
I
want to know how smart and how good you are, right? But
brother, at this point, you're filibustering. Just answer the question directly. The piece of paper that you see on the screen, and for anybody who's watching right now, if you go to my YouTube channel, just click the community tab. You can download your own PhD in pocket watching, put your name in the middle, and you can be a PhD in pocket watching. This is real. This is absolutely real. You can get your free PhD in pocket watching. Just go to my YouTube channel, click the community tab, download, and fill your name in. But the question that I'm asking is, okay, anyone who downloads this piece of paper, this document, put their name in it, it has the same value as all the PhDs that you handed out over the lifetime of your university in the eyes of the actual workforce that people go to school to be qualified for.
So, are you going to unmute me now?
Go right ahead.
Okay, first and foremost, you were talking over me too. I didn't mute you. That's kind of rude. You shouldn't mute your guest when
he's. But when you don't stop talking, I'm gonna mute you. So right? that's the rules here.
So your question is if this PhD, what's the difference between the paper?
My PhD and the PhD that you hand out, how does the workforce view our pieces of paper? Is your piece of paper greater than
I answered that already. Let me answer it concisely. Mm-hmm. It depends on the workforce.
Right.
99% of the workforce would not give the same type of respect to a PhD from our type of university because our accreditation is a religious-based degree. And they feel erroneously that the quality of education from our school is less than certain type of schools. That's the answer. It's simple.
It's subjective. That's the answer. So my follow-up is, you said that they feel like it's less than erroneously. What are the facts and the documentation for you to say that they erroneously believe that your doctor...
Good question. Let me answer it for you.
Why do you feel that they erroneously believe your degrees from your schools
Because the schools they consider are top tier, like Harvard, Yale, University of Phoenix, all of these schools, people go out of those schools and then they come out, their life, academic, mental is nowhere better. But our school...
Hold on.
Can I answer your question now? People come to our school.
You're saying that people that come out of Harvard, they walk out of Harvard with no value? Is that what you're saying?
That's not what I'm saying. Let me generalize. I say many of these schools, I say schools like whatever school that you might think is a credible school.
Any school that's accredited. That's what I'm saying.
So when you say accredited, it still shows that you are not informed about this. You need to be specific.
Hold on.
Sound like you're intelligent on this. This is what you call it, regional.
I know a little bit. I'm trying to help you, bro,
so that you sound intelligent on this matter. You say regional. Listen, say regional accreditation, right? So let me know why I stand by the quality of education from our school. Because when people come to our school, like Elisa, you know, I won't call her last name because of your trolls. Elisa, she came to our school. And there are people like Elisa, when they came to our school, they were barely making, you know, $40,000 a year, right? But then after they finished from our school, they began making 100,000, six and seven figures, right? In 13 years, listen to this, if you're really trying to honest here. In 13 years, right, the alumni from our school, including honoraries, have generated outstandingly over $5 billion. The people who come to our school,
right,
they are not the typical 17, 18, 19 year olds. When they try to come to our school, we tell them, if you're trying to transfer to another college, this is not the school for you. But if you want to earn a degree to your name that can stand the test of time,
Hold on,
a degree you'll be proud of, and you want to be with people who have come through our school and become successful in the school for a religious-based degree too. Right. And guess what? Many of the people came to our school, they became millionaires. They became, you know, we have at least two guys who have generated over $2 billion in sales from their business, right? So you cannot tell them that the education they got from our school is inferior if they can attest to part of their success was the education and the confidence that they got from coming to our school. Let me say this last thing.
Okay.
Here is why we started our university, to give people, especially Christians and Black or African Americans, a second chance at a degree or education. Everybody's not called out for 4 years college or 5 years college. There are some people that want a degree to their name that is legal, that is accredited, and that is flexible, and that is fast. And they don't care about what school you think is good or not, JT. They want a school that has these things. And when they find it, they come for it. And it makes sense. Who are you to tell people what school they should go to or not go to, what accreditation? They don't care about that. They want, like you're trying to say that going to Harvard or Princeton or this other school will make somebody more likely to succeed in life. No, everybody have to be able to be successful on their own, right? So let's wrap it up. So what else you think for me?
All right. So, you made several claims about the success stories of your alumni. What independent report verifies that information?
Their own testimonial. What else do I need?
You did no independent study to actually verify any of these testimonials or to show the
success? So are you telling, let me ask you, so Harvard has independent bodies to verify testimonials of people? When somebody come to our school,
they give stats. Okay, so let me answer. When most universities that I'm aware of, when they give stats about the success rate,
you are limited in your information or knowledge of university you are aware of. That's the point.
They give out stats about the success rates of their alumni and their students. They have some sort of study that took place and that we can review to see the accuracy of their claims. I'm guess you're saying you don't do that.
I didn't say I don't do that.
We haven't done.
Okay, let me tell you. Let me answer it very quickly. We haven't done a formal study But what we are relying
on... Do you have an informal study that you can send me?
We have... Of course I can.
Okay.
Okay. But what we have also relied on is students that testify with their own words without being coerced that they've gotten tremendous value from the school and it's helped them with their confidence. It's helped them get a second chance at education. And JT, let me get a little bit emotional now. You should be ashamed of yourself for some of unnecessary... Hold on, please. For some of the unnecessary strife you bring in. Because when you listen to some of the testimonials of some of our students, right? When you listen to some of the testimonials, right? People who have been through jail, people who never thought they can ever attain any kind of education in life. Right. And they come to us going to get second chance. And people are already successful. They are making 6, 7, 8 figures, but they miss that part. And then they see a school that is legal, ethical, accredited, and it's what they want. And now you're trying to tell them that.
It gives them an opportunity to put a DR by their name and make their prestige look.
But why are you obsessed by DR? People get bachelor's, masters from our school too. Why is that your obsession?
Absolutely no value.
Why is that your only obsession? That's not the only degree people get from our school.
The PhD has no value in the marketplace. The master's degree has no value in the marketplace.
According to you.
Well,
you are not always right.
The U.S. Department of Education.
Like I've shown you tonight, you are clearly uninformed, naive when it comes to higher education. JT, let me ask you a question now. Have you learned one or two things from me today?
Say it again.
Can you, if you're an honest man, have you learned one or two things from me today on higher education?
Anything? Sir. I knew all of this beforehand.
Okay, then you are very, then if you know all of this beforehand and you didn't show some of these things to your audience, then you're a very dishonest man.
No, I don't think you understand the critique that I had on your organization.
But why would you? Why will you be selective? Why will you be selective?
Can't overtalk the host. The critique that I have on your organization is that you are providing some level of clout, I guess, to a lot of fake gurus. You know, that people believe are fake gurus, and in my opinion, are fake gurus. People who want the esteem of being a PhD. People who want the esteem of the work. See, the reason why I find issue in it is because I have a very close friend of mine who has a legitimate PhD from a university that is accredited, and that accreditation allows his PhD for him to actually have a practice. See, the people who get PhDs from your university, based on the information that I have, that PhD does not allow them to have a practice. It does not allow them or qualify them for the things that people who actually do the extremely hard work over many, many years. Like, I personally witnessed the sacrifices that my friend had to make to earn a legitimate PhD from an accredited university. He made many sacrifices in his life, but he was rewarded with the legitimate PhD, and now he's practicing within his profession because of that PhD. Now, to me, based on what I see, we have a lot of people running around the internet putting DR in front of their name, and they're trying to puff out their chest as if they actually did the same work that my friend and many, many other people who earned legitimate PhDs from accredited programs. And to me, that doesn't make sense. You can't have people out here muddying the water, and it really dilutes the real value of being a PhD. That's the critique that I have on your organization.
But JT, though, you're so full of yourself, though, bro.
I don't think so.
Because you feel like you are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the one to tell what is legitimate and illegitimate. Come on,
no,
bro.
No, not me. The U.S. Department of Education.
No, they never said it's illegitimate. You're lying now.
No. Well, I'm not saying they illegitimate. Never said that. I'm saying it has value in the marketplace. See, to me.
Let me slow you down there, buddy.
To me, legitimacy in the marketplace means that someone actually are qualified for a position. You have people, let me pull up on the screen here. You have people who are claiming the title of doctor, that they have a PhD, and they did not, even the honoraries, they did not do any of the work that my friend and countless other people actually did to earn this title. In the United States, doctor is one of the highest titles a person can achieve. And I feel personally that your school and other schools like yours, you are devaluing the title of doctor. You are devaluing the value of actually getting the PhD. Because you're going to have people now wondering and asking the question, did you receive a PhD from an accredited program, or did you get a PhD from a diploma mill or a religious school that does not have the same standards of an accredited program? And to quickly touch on the celebrities and the other people who got PhDs from accredited programs. Understand this. When Oprah gets a PhD from Princeton, understand the value that they're saying. Princeton gives out legitimate accredited PhDs. They are saying your body of work is equal in our point of view, Princeton, as someone who actually went through our program. That has value, but your institution is unable to give out an accredited PhD that has value in the marketplace. So if that PhD has no value in the marketplace, the honorary PhD has no value in the marketplace. That's the point that I'm trying to make.
Okay. So now I'm going to agree with you on something.
Sure.
You are not the only one that have legitimate concerns. Mm-hmm. Or they have issues with honorary doctorate degrees.
From schools that aren't accredited I want to clear it up because I don't want you to misunderstand my honorary degrees from institutions that are unaccredited based on the U.S. Department of Education.
Okay, yeah. But there are also some people too who have a problem with any school whatsoever issuing an honorary doctorate degree.
That's not me.
Okay, that's not you, but some people do, which is fine. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. That's the good thing about America. We're entitled to our opinion.
Absolutely.
Facts of the matter is this. Mm-hmm. Nothing illegal, unethical, or criminal from any institution, whether regionally accredited or not, to mm-hmm. offer honorary degrees based on their convictions or sets of values. You mm-hmm. can disagree with that. Anybody can disagree with that. That's totally fine. That's fine. That's a different conversation, right?
Right.
But that does not mean that it's illegal or illegitimate or it's a scam like many of the people on your site. Right. I just posted a link.
I got you. Listen, you need to listen. In any of the content that I produced, be it Instagram, this YouTube channel, did I ever refer to your institution as something that was illegal?
No, but some of your friends, some of your bullies, some of your people, some of
Listen. No, sir. You can't play me like that. I don't have friends that are bullies. I don't associate myself with felons. I'm not that guy. I won't even associate myself with someone who's a felon. So don't put that on me, all right? Let's be clear. In the video that I originally did about your organization, at no time did I ever refer to it as being illegal. My critique of it is it has no value in the marketplace. No institution that accepts accredited degrees would accept your degree for a qualification. If a nurse wants to get their BSN, Your degree's not doing that. If an accountant wants to become a CPA, your degree's not going to do that. If an advisor wants to be a CFP, your degree cannot do that. Can you list anything that a degree from your institution, real or honorary, is there anything that they can take your degree to and it qualifies them for some profession, for some career?
Yes. And why are you so scared? Okay, why you keep muting me?
It's because you can't talk when I talk.
I don't mean to be disrespectful to you. I'm sorry for talking over you, but you shouldn't mute me. That's disrespectful.
Okay? No, when you stop talking, you won't get muted. It's simple.
No, but you also talk over me. Should I also mute you for talking over me?
You don't have the ability to, because this is Pocket Watching with JT, not Pocket
But treat your guests with some respect too.
I do. I give you ample amount of time to answer, but you can't. All right. You can't turn an answer into a speech.
All right. So
yeah.
I'm gonna wrap this up.
Go right ahead.
All right. You asked what professions are. Our school, the professions that most of our students excel in after they graduate, number one is ministry, which is a profession. And there's also Christian counseling.
That qualifies them for a position in ministry?
Yes, in ministry.
So they'll go to a place and say, I've got this.
Yes.
If I didn't have this, they wouldn't get the job.
I can say that. I mean,
I
that's
know.
Very
I
generalistic.
Know I know.
Just what are you talking about? Just like if I have a degree from Harvard, does that mean I can go to a church and say I got a degree from Harvard means that they're going to guarantee
if that church says that this position requires a bachelor's degree from an accredited university, yes.
No, but it doesn't guarantee that. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I didn't say a guarantee.
Yeah,
I
but
said,
come on. Something has to
qualify them.
If it's like you're either gaslighting or you've just been dishonest.
These are straight questions, brother.
Yeah, but I'm answering your question.
You don't understand it. These are
you don't like
questions.
The way I'm answering it, but and then you are
because you're dancing around it.
Okay. Let me answer your question again.
You gave an example.
Okay. Let me answer that. Ministry.
No. It's Pocket Watching with JT, not Pocket Watching with you. Listen, you gave an example, and then I directly asked the follow-up question. Did that give them? Because you gave an example of they got a spot in a ministry for some church. Then I directly asked you the question. Would they have been able to get that position without the piece of paper? And you said, you don't know. So that means you either did not understand the question or you're dancing around the question. So once again, for the last time, with your organization, your school, if someone graduates from your school, any level, be it bachelor's degree, master's degree, PhD, not even honorary. I'm not talking about honorary. I'm talking about the actual degrees. What accrediting body, like nursing board, what type of career field can they go to with your degree? If they did not have the degree, they would not get the job. But with the degree, it qualifies them for the position. That is my question to you.
Okay. And the answer is this. First and foremost, there is no school whatsoever, I don't care if it's Harvard, Princeton, or whatever, that can guarantee that anybody
You're setting up a straw man argument. I did not say guarantee you the position. Even though I said that was the last time, this is really going to be the last time I ask you this question. What career field, what profession can someone go to with a degree from your university, when they put down on the application, this position requires a degree? What career field says a degree from Higher Place Christian University is accepted based on the application for this job? That's my question.
Okay. Your question is erroneous. It's hard to answer directly, but let me try.
Go ahead.
Let me answer it this way. Maybe this is what you're trying to ask. Let me help you.
No. Listen. Brother, I know how to ask a question. I asked the question exactly how I wanted to ask the question. Your job is to answer the question. Don't ask yourself a question and then answer the question that you want to answer. No, no, that's not how it's going to play here. This isn't one of the other podcasts that you go on. The other podcasts, they just let you speak. We don't do that here. So please just answer the question directly. Don't answer your question. Answer the Pocket Watcher's question.
Okay. Yes, some of the one, there's no limit to what profession anybody that comes to our school. We've seen students get jobs everywhere, but yeah, the most common ones, and yeah, the ones that we position our schools for, mainly those that want a career in ministry, those we've seen those pursue a career in Christian counseling, Christian psychology, entrepreneurship, and leadership, and the like. There's no limit, right?
Okay, so let's take ministry as an example. So I know the church that I go to, they have open positions. So if they say that this position requires a bachelor's degree, do you honestly believe that the bachelor's degree from your university fits their criteria?
Yes. Because again, too, this is a very subjective thing. Any employer
can determine.
Yes. Okay. The short answer is yes.
Okay.
Yes. Why
not?
Why not? It's what I know, because we have thousands of students and we have testimonials of students who have gotten jobs and gotten raises from their employer. I'm trying to tell you. And if you look at and we have several testimonials too of that, right?
Maybe these are real testimonials, not stock photos.
Of course, real testimonials, right? Okay. Right. So again, there's a video I sent you on private chat, you're refusing to play because it doesn't fit your narrative.
What do you mean I didn't see it. What are you talking about?
Okay, it's right on private chat.
Let me pause you real quick. I know you're used to going on platforms that give you softball questions. They ask you questions like, how did you become so great? How were you able to make your money? We don't do that here. So I know you may feel a little frustrated that you're actually forced to answer legitimate questions, but don't play a game of, I sent you a video and you're afraid. Brother, there's no fear here. This is YouTube. What fear could I possibly have? My question to you is, you're sending me the video. You're the expert. Do you need the video to better explain? A little earlier in this show, you went on and on about how I'm out of my element. You're the expert. You're the teacher. No, no, no. You said you're the professor. I'm the student. Why does the professor need to roll in the TV and show a video? I want it from you. If you are unable to articulate the right answers, then that's on you. Don't blame it on JT won't show the video. So you, one last time, you have the platform. What's the value of your institution? I'm not even going to count the honorary PhDs from an institution that's unaccredited based on the U.S. Department of Education. So go right ahead.
Yes. There's big value from our school, because a lot of people come to our school because they want religious-based degrees. And that's what they get from our school. They get knowledge, they get the confidence, they get the mindset shift, they get all of these good things that help them to excel and succeed in their life. I have shared one of the videos I sent to him that I did not play was because he kept saying that there was no value. I was trying to show him video testimonial of actual students saying that they got value from the school, okay? So JT, I don't know what else I can say. If you've made up your mind that this school is not legitimate or whatever, there's some things I can say, but I do hope that for people who are open-minded or for people who don't have information about how higher education works, that they learned one or two things from this, right? Somebody say, ask about the $30 million and fake Forbes article. So that means you're trying to say that Forbes that inducted me into their Forbes Council is fake. All right, so that shows sometimes the quality of people that follow your show. And JT, I think you need to do it.
No. Let's be clear here. My audience is very savvy. That's what the issue is. My audience is very savvy. And the fact that my audience is very aware that the Forbes Council is something that you can pay to get on. You pay to get on Forbes Council. And one of the perks that you get on being a paid member is that you can get articles published. What they're trying to explain is you weren't interviewed by Forbes based on the merits of your achievements. You had an article in Forbes based on the fact that you had a paid membership on the Forbes Business Council or one of the several councils that they have. That's the point that I believe they were trying to make. So they're not uneducated. We're savvy.
Okay, that's fair. I mean, I'm not trying to some of your okay. JT, I don't know what else I can say. I just came to really add value. Of course, if I was a scammer or whatever, I would never come on your show. I've never scammed anybody. Mm-hmm. It's okay if anybody feel like our school is not for them. It's okay. We're probably not everybody's cup of tea, but obviously thousands of very smart men and women choose to come to our school because they see value in that. But maybe other people might not see value. Just like my wife went to one of these schools that people would think is, my wife went to University of Phoenix, for example, for a master's degree. She got an MBA. Right. I don't see much value from it, honestly.
That's one of those for-profit schools, right?
We also have students that come to us.
I asked you a specific question. The University of Phoenix, that's one of those for-profit schools.
Every
right?
school is for profit.
No, sir.
Yes. Even those schools that claim they are not.
See, this is what I'm talking about here, brother. I'm trying. Listen, I can't have a legitimate conversation with you when you say every school is for profit. That is factually incorrect. It's factually incorrect, brother. Once again, this is not one of the other podcasts that you've been on. We don't play that here. We have the ability to fact check you in the moment. In the moment you say something, we're going to fact check you. So for the audience, every school is not for profit. All the schools that I went to are not for profit. Even a private school versus a public school, they can both be not profit. The University of Phoenix is a for-profit university. So that's the answer to the question. So I'm going to allow you to say your parting words, my brother. Go right ahead.
All right. Every school is a profit, even though they might claim to be non-profit and usually for tax purposes, because if any school is not profitable, they're going to be out of business, period. This is my field. I know that.
I know, sir. I'm sorry. Once again, we're going to fact check you in the moment. So let me tell you about finance, because clearly that's my field over yours. Let me teach you a little something about finance. There's a difference between for-profit, non-profit, and making a profit. See, you're getting these things confused. Even though, weirdly enough, your university provides a PhD degree in business. You don't understand this, but hey, listen. Pocket Watching with JT, this is an educational platform too. So take some notes, sit back, here it goes. Making a profit in your business transactions as an organization is not what determines if you're for-profit or not-for-profit. For-profit means that the net income from the business goes towards some sort of personal gain, be it a small company or be it a company that's on the stock exchange. Let's say a small company makes $100,000 at the end of the year. Well, that money is for the betterment of an individual. Let's say Amazon makes $10 billion 1 year. What is the benefit of that money? Where does it go to? It goes towards the shareholders of that company. That's why they're for profit. Now, here's the difference between non-profit. a not-for-profit organization, their goal is to end up with more money than they spent. They want to bring in more money than it goes out. That doesn't mean they're for profit. That means that their transactions ended up with a net gain rather than a net loss. Now, what makes them not for profit is the use of those funds. If those funds go towards the betterment of an individual or a group of individuals, that would make them for profit. If that net income at the end of the year, end of the quarter, whatever, goes towards some charitable or educational purpose, that makes them not for profit. This has been Financial Literacy 101 in nonprofit and for-profit provided by a certified financial planner and Pocket Watching with JT. So my brother, you're welcome.
Well, you keep muting me because you don't want my narrative because it doesn't fit the narrative.
No, you were just wrong. I had to correct you. That's all. Okay. You were just wrong.
I'm not wrong. If you listen to what I said, I'm not wrong.
No, you were wrong.
Profit organizations need to be profitable to stay in business. That was all I was saying, right?
No, sir. No. You don't get to rewrite history, brother. Okay. You said all schools are for profit.
All schools.
You can't just talk to me.
All schools, including nonprofits, are definitely for profit in one way, shape, or the other. Because
I know what you're talking about, but go right ahead.
I know the game. I've been in this industry for a while, right?
You can't answer a real question, brother. We can't do this. If we can't agree that the sky is blue and grass is green, we can't have an intelligent conversation. Okay. I clearly corrected you on something that you were wrong. Now, earlier on, you were talking about, am I humble enough to be corrected? Clearly, you are not humble enough to be corrected because we all heard you. We all heard you. You made it seem as if there was no difference between a for-profit institution and a nonprofit institution. That was clear. I corrected you. I corrected you in a little petty of a way, but I corrected you. You should have just took the correction. But it is what it is. But I'll say this. I still respect you, sir, for coming on Pocket Watching with JT, for answering not all of my questions, because clearly there was questions that you did not want to answer. You blew by them. You said you didn't want to answer them. But for coming on the platform alone, you 100% have a level of respect from me because you came on the platform, sir. And I thank you very much coming on the platform. I'm going to allow the viewers of this episode to take from it what they will. Is there their opportunity to take from it what they will? But I will say this: if you are interested in becoming a PhD in pocket watching, all you have to do is like this video, share this video, subscribe to Pocket Watching with JT. Go to my YouTube channel, click the community tab. You will see a link for you to download your certificate for your PhD in pocket watching. Put your name in there and do me a favor. Take a picture of it. Send it to me. Tag me on Instagram. Let me see all of my PhDs in pocket watching, so that I can share the success stories of all of the alumni of Pocket Watcher Academy. Thank you guys, I appreciate it. This was a bonus episode of Pocket Watching with JT. I appreciate you guys. I will see y'all next week and we'll have some fun. Thank you.
Double check that. That's pretty good.
Yeesh, not crying, are you? Let's tighten that.
Ooh.
Wait, what was that?
Huh, what? That? No, don't worry about that. Here we go.
Asking the right question can greatly impact your future.
Are you qualified to do this?
What?
Especially when it comes to your finances.
Do you have a question?
Are you a certified financial planner?
Yes, I'm a CFP professional.
CFP professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Need more? Book your personal consultation with my man JT at pocketwatcher.net.